This year marks the 200th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark expeditions.
Come on, harder! Paddle!
We wondered who lives along the trail now, from the northwest coast to the mouth of the Missouri.
One, two, three.
Producer Barrett Golding bicycled the entire Lewis and Clark Trail and sent us back a series of audio postcards, like this one from Idaho's Clearwater Forest, where he talked with firefighters getting ready for work.
Bob said he's seen two fires start on Maple Ridge last night, flared up.
This is Blackfeet 39. We're wildland firefighters from Blackfeet Reservation, Montana. Some years we have over 100 dispatches just to Blackfeet. We man the most firefighters in probably the United States. 20 to 30 crews at once. I was up here last year in Idaho, and I think we hit like 8 fires in 10 days, and every fire is different, and you have to think about your escape route, your safety zones, and trees falling down. So you can't hear them when they fall. The only time you hear them is when they hit the ground. And then you got to think about the drought conditions, and when it's dry, it's just like pouring gasoline on a piece of wood and lighting it. It's so fast it'll like ignite.
How long have you been doing this?
About 18, 19 years.
It's in your blood.
We just grew up with it, most of our...
smoke.
Our dads, you mostly all did it, you know, when they were young. It's a kind of a pride thing with the Blackfeet. We take pride in trying to be the best firefighters in, you know, nation, and probably the world, too. Yeah. I'd say the world, huh?
Yeah. Smoke gets in your blood.
We're ready!
She's a hot shot.
What's that?
She's a hot shot. Ask her.
What's the hot shot?
Hot shot's like kind of like the Marines of the firefighters. They're the first ones to go there and the last ones leave mostly. So you see a lot of action, and it's scary, but you know, you get used to it. You kind of like that rush it gives you, getting chased by the fire and almost getting hit with a bunch of trees. And yeah, we had a couple close calls, and you know, we were back burning down this mountain. And then a fire was coming up that creates its own wind. So it blew up on our face and come up after us. And we were watching it and make sure it wouldn't jump the line, and here it did. And it just sounds like a jet taking off. That's how it sounds. We got into our vehicles and we headed out a little bit further down the road and watched it blow up a little bit. And then we're right back in there trying to put it back out because there were houses down below. So we had to watch that. It's fun. Gets lots of money, a lot of problem solving. It's hard work. You stay away from your family a long time, and you kind of miss them. You ride them all so often. Yeah, I love it.
Well, I was giving him some.
Mind if I grab your weight real quick?
Go ahead.
I'll bring that back up.
Nicole Miso is a chief mountain hotshot, and Eldon Wells is with the Blackfeet 39 Wildland Firefighters. Barrett Golding's portraits of the Lewis and Clark Trail, 200 years later, are part of Hearing Voices, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more audio, images, and interviews from the trail, you can go to our website at loe.org. That's loe.org.